bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
So do you think Chris Rae has made it bad or worse by resigning, or at least signaling that he's going to resign before Donald Trump takes office? Just so that we're all clear what Chris Rae said today in a town hall Zoom call with tens of thousands of employees of the FBI, is I'm going to serve basically until the end of the Biden administration. I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. A couple of other contact points, and then we're going to go to the phones and the text lines. Here's part of Chris Rae's, what he said to the FBI employees today. I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down. This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important to how we do our work. I love this place. This is not easy for me. I love our mission, and I love our people. We also have reporting that at least two assistant FBI directors are also retiring. Those retirements had been announced prior to today. And here's just a couple of fact checks related to Donald Trump's statements during that Kristen Welker interview. Chris Rae did not invade Mar-a-Lago. He ultimately had to sign off on the search warrant, but a federal magistrate judge signed off on the search warrant, supported by probable cause, which was deemed necessary by others within the FBI, of which there was much debate about, and that debate did not include Chris Rae. And they decided it was necessary because Donald Trump had been lying and hiding the super secret spy documents in his golden gilded bathrooms and on stages at Mar-a-Lago, even though the FBI and the DOJ and the National Archives for months and months and months and months and months had been asking again, asking nicely, asking maybe a little bit less nicely now, maybe a little bit more sternly, in correspondence after correspondence for Donald Trump to please turn over property that isn't his, to wit, super secret spy documents. So the search warrant execution isn't an invasion. And if it is an invasion, all sorts of regular people across this country get their homes invaded every day. Chuck Grassley also issued a statement today trying to take credit for this. Credit for Chris Rae resigning, kind of disgusting. The other thing that absolutely is stuck in Donald Trump's craw is the fact that Chris Rae repeatedly in testimony before Congress called what happened on January 6th and those that perpetuated that domestic terrorists. Donald Trump is set to pardon them. Might be a little bit of tension there. According to Chris Rae, longtime conservative. I mean, this guy's not a liberal. He was Donald Trump's first choice. Quote, domestic terrorists. That's who participated in January 6th. And I say this about, you know, any fair-minded person wants law enforcement, national intelligence, or DOJ to operate without fear or favor, without partisan overhang, to not persecute political enemies, to follow the law and the facts and the Constitution wherever it may lead. That's the difference between democracy and autocracy, one of them. And that's what Chris Rae, during his confirmation hearings, said he would do. In contrast, Donald Trump's nominee has a list of 60 federal officials that he has stated in his book in black and white that he wants to take out and take down without any evidence, just based on innuendo. What do you think? I'll tell you what I think before the end of the segment, but what do you think? Should Chris Rae have stuck in there? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack, you get a first crack at it today, sir.
Oh, man, the political cowardice of our law enforcement officials continues to absolutely amaze me. Rae stepping down, and he loves the FBI, and they're going to put some guy, Patel, in there who has advocated essentially disbanding many of the crime-fighting abilities of the FBI. By the way, why would you get somebody in there like that unless, of course, you just wanted to make it a little safer for criminals in our government? But let's not go there. Anyway, Rae should never have stepped down.
Thanks. That's Jack from Merrimack. What do you think? Should Christopher Rae have announced his retirement and that he'll be gone before Donald Trump takes office. I'll give you my take before the end of the half hour. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you get the next shot. What do you think, Mark? Should he have stepped down?
No, he should not have stepped down. Let's remember, he took the place of James Comey, who got fired when Donald Trump wanted him to drop the Russia investigation and the investigation into Mike Flynn, who more than likely committed treason as an unregistered foreign agent, you know, during his, you know, that was Trump's pick for national security advisor, if I remember right. He should not have stepped down. And who knows what crimes Cash Patel has committed. I'm just speculating here. So he wants to run the FBI to kill any investigations into himself or his buddies. I mean, it's just pretty corrupt.
Yeah, we're at an interesting moment. Let me just say a few things for the record, as you will. I do not believe that Chris Wray did this in bad faith. I do not believe Chris Wray was paid off. I believe Chris Wray has been witnessing the daily mudslinging by far-right MAGA Republicans denigrating the work of an agency he served faithfully for decades. I think he truly believes that this was in furtherance of the FBI's mission. In other words, by his announcing that he would step down, that he is doing what is best for the FBI and the country. Here's my reality. I just disagree. He should have stuck it out. He should have forced the president to go on the record and fire him. Cindy, you've got the next crack at it. What do you think? Should he have stepped down or not?
Is that me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to beg to differ with all of you because I think he can actually work better against Donald Trump, not in his, you know, under his thumb as he could if he was in it under his thumb.
Cindy's got a great point there. Can you do more outside of the machine, outside of the organization than within it? Tony from Madison saying, no, you should not have stepped down. Tom from Jackson, no way. Let's see who else here. Anne from Chippewa Falls, no, he shouldn't have stepped down. 414 texter, he should have held out. Can't take away Trump's satisfaction in canning him. Steve from Milwaukee, Ray and Garland should have done much better. And he's going to get fired anyways. Might as well keep his integrity or dignity. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got Christina Reynolds talking about this contentious race for DN chair next. Keep it locked.